It's volleyball time. Proudly hosted this year in Central Nebraska. We're able to bring you state volleyball games thanks to the support of the fine sponsors of this broadcast. Let's take you to the gym for state volleyball action here on the stations of Platte River Radio.
And good afternoon from Grand Island Senior High School with our studio engineer, John Dibbern. With Mark Baldwin, I'm Larry Kottner. It is D2 semifinal action from Grand Island Senior High. In Class D2, the winner here will go on to the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock and face Cedar Valley for the state title. This matchup here today features the Lady Hornets of Giltner, 29-2 on the year, and the 31-2 Lady Bulldogs of Humphrey. Mark, we look at this matchup. A lot of folks yesterday were saying this could be the championship, but we watched Cedar Valley look pretty good earlier on. But this still is going to be a very good matchup between Giltner and Humphrey.
Yeah, I think you're going to really, whoever wins this match here is going to have their hands full of that championship game tomorrow, that's for sure. Cedar Valley surprised a pretty good Meade team. This is a great matchup, and this would have been one that would have been just as fine tomorrow in the championship game also. We say that's kind of old cliche, but this is a good matchup. Humphrey, as you said yesterday, very impressive. Giltner, very impressive all year. I think it's going to be a great matchup.
Two state championships are already set in Class C2, as you heard earlier today, over on 1230 a.m. Hastings St. Cecilia lost to Hardington Cedar Catholic. Cedar Catholic will take on Lutheran High Northeast in Class C2 tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Of course, all the state finals tomorrow at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Also in Class A at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Papillion La Vista South taking on Omaha Marion. They were winners here today. Papio South over Millard West, and Omaha Marion beating Lincoln Pius X. And halfway set are Class B and D2. As we mentioned earlier, Cedar Valley a winner over Meade. That was in four sets. So the Mavericks are awaiting the winner of this contest. Also, Grand Island Northwest has made it to the state championship in Class B. That'll be tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. They await the winner of the other contest going on at this time slot over at the Heartland Events Center. That is Sydney against Gretna. So that gets you up to date on all the action. We're going to take a timeout. We'll set the starting lineups for this afternoon's matchup between Giltner and Humphrey here on The Breeze 94.5.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school, we get you ready for the D2 state semifinals between Giltner and Humphrey. here on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, and on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. And to set the starting lineups, here's Mark.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. Humphrey Bulldogs, 31-2 coming into this match now. They will start like this. A freshman 5'11 middle hitter, Taryn Beller. And then the middle hitter, 6-foot senior, Alyssa Frondorfer. And then 5'7 right hitter, senior, and that's Haley Raleigh. Then 5'6 senior hitter, Brenna Bender. 5'7 junior center, Ellie Geyer. Outside hitter, 5'7 senior, Kelly Clausen. And that'll be the starting six. Our libero will be 5'6 senior, Scarlett Prorock. For the Humphrey Bulldogs, head coach Gary Bender. This is their second state tournament appearance. They were back here last year in 2011, and they were the state champions last year in Class D1. For the Hornets of Gildner, 29-2 now coming in. Darby Hendricks, she's a 5'9 outside hitter junior. Abigail Chrysler, 5'11 senior middle hitter. Jordan Beek, right? I got it. 5'7 senior outside hitter. Augusta Rose, the 5'6 junior. Shane Bott, she's a 5'9 senior center. And then Danny Bose, the 5'9 junior, will be the starters for the Gildner Hornets. The libero is Sarah Mose, the 5'5 junior. This is their 12th appearance in the state tournament. They were here last year, and they haven't really been anything since 2008. They were the state champions of D1 in 2008. And then since then, it's been like 1998 since they were kind of in the mix of things, Larry. So Gildner comes in 29-2, Humphrey 31-2, two losses for each team. Those are teams that are not used to losing.
And, you know, when you take a look at the losses for these two teams, one of the losses for Gildner was to Bede, who played in this previous matchup, but then, of course, they avenged that loss in the district final. And for Humphrey, one of their losses was to Cedar Valley, who won the previous semifinal match here at Grand Island Senior High. So a lot of familiarity between all these schools. One thing we finally had a stop of the run is three-set victory.
Yeah, that's right.
It took four sets for Cedar Valley to beat Meade yesterday. Everybody won by a sweep.
And I think tonight this game could actually go four or five also. And since these are two big powerhouses, this could go right down to the fifth set. If it just depends. We've seen momentum swing things here today one way or the other real fast.
Great crowd on hand. Might be the best crowd of the afternoon between these two D2 schools. Of course, Gildner just down the road. Humphrey travels very well. Humphrey will be in the left court to begin the ball game. And in the right court will be the Lady Hornets of Gildner. Humphrey will begin with the libero. Prorock will start. And it will be Gildner to do the serving first. Again, they'll be going right to left as you visualize this contest. Humphrey left to right.
Dark shirts again by both teams.
Yeah, well, at least I saw them both yesterday, so I have a pretty good idea who's who now. Shane Vaught will do the honors to start this contest, and we are underway. Dug out on the back row by Raleigh. They'll set it up for Frondorfer. She'll get the kill. And it's quickly 1-0 in favor of Humphrey. The Bulldog fans behind us here at courtside and across the way are the orange-clad folks from Gildner, the service by Geyer. Dug out nicely that time by Beller. The kill is put down. Give that credit to new player, for Gildner, Abigail Chrysler, and that was Chrysler who put it down. So Gildner, well, already I got the black uniforms turned around. I said I thought ahead of it. And Frondorfer with the kill attempt. Dug out nicely by Danny Bose, but then Williams cannot handle the pass. The point will go to Humphrey. They lead it 2-1.
Both teams a little sluggish to start things off, Larry. A few mistakes early on here.
So are the radio announcers. Prorock from center court sends it. Dug out on the back row. They'll set it up. The kill attempt is long by Chrysler off the right side. Off the set by Vaught. 3-1 your score in favor of Humphrey. Bulldogs got off to a great start last night in their match against Mullen, winning the first set 25-5. They played very well early. Prorock with the service error as that one is way long. It's 3-2, and Gildner will serve for the tie. Chrysler from center court to the back row. Dug there by Raleigh. They'll set it up. The joust is won by Gildner up at the net. Danny Most along with Jordan Beek And we're tied at 3 apiece. Chrysler to do the honors. Sends it to the back row. Sends it hard. Dug out there by Prorock. Back set now for Frondorfer. She'll drive the kill through the touch of Beek. And it's 4-3, Humphrey.
A lot of power at the net so far by both teams and a lot of mistakes by both teams early on.
Frondorfer, who's had some Division I offers but will be playing volleyball next year at Wayne State, serves it up. The set on the attack. Bose punched up by Prorock. Sent over now by Raleigh. Diving save nicely done that time by Chrysler into the Humphrey court. Beller with the kill. She'll get it down just inside the back line. And she is a good-looking freshman. She has got some potential in the future.
Okay, a lot of Division I possibilities out on this floor right now.
Frondorfer just over the net for an ace. Diving to try to make the play was Henricks, but she just didn't have a chance at it. 6-3 the score. Frondorfer will serve it up to the back row, dug out there by Chrysler. Set up by Vaught. They'll go for Most. Most into the net. Four hits called on Giltner. And quickly, Humphrey out to a 7-3 lead here in set one. Frondorfer from the traditional right side. 6-foot senior sends it. Back row dug out by Chrysler. Punched up now by Vaught. It'll be Williams to send it across. She'll get the dink into the donut hole. Prorock dove for it but couldn't come up with it. 7-4 your score.
Giltner just looks like they need to just settle down a little bit more. They've just made a few rush mistakes. They'll be all right. They just got to get past these first few minutes here.
Sarah Most comes in and service error into the net.
We saw a lot of them yesterday, and today still has been the same way. A lot of service errors by both teams that we've watched so far today.
8-4 the score. Humphrey, the left-handed Raleigh, will send it across. Bot with the set for Most, and she'll put it on. Off the left side, down the line, Danny Most puts it down. 8-5 your score. Giltner down by 3. They'll serve. It'll be Jordan Beek. Beek from the right side, center, sends it across. Raleigh with the dig. Back set, they'll go to Frondorfer. They'll go to that back set, that backside kill. And it's sent back over now by Henricks. Now on the offensive end, Giltner, Most with the slight tap, and it's dug out by Prorock off the left side. Bender blocked, but out of bounds off of Danny Moe.
Yeah, she had the right idea. She jumps up just a little bit out of time, went right out of bounds. But, again, it was a nice little run. They need to stop Humphrey right here, though, and get some points back on the board.
Bender with the service. It'll be Moe to send it back. Punched up by Geyer. Back row attack from Frondorfer. Hendricks with the attack. Flat back now by Beller. Most will send it up now for Danny Most. Sarah Most to Danny Most. Now Geyer on the other end to Beller. Sends it across. Bump set attack by Henricks. Long on the attack. Trying to get the corner. Missed it by about a foot. And it's 10-5 in favor of Humphrey.
We'll see how long Coach Polk goes before he decides to take a little break here, because right now down by 5. He doesn't want to see the steps to get any bigger.
Bender from the left side, dug out by Sarah Most. Vaught with the back step for Danny Most. She'll get the kill through the double defense block. Beller as well as Clausen. And it's 10-6. Danny Most with the jump serve. It's a good one. Back row dug out by Raleigh. Sent over by Geyer. Kept alive now by Chrysler and sent over by Sarah Most. Geyer will set it up for a back row kill, and it's good for Frondorfer.
That is a very, very aggressive hit. Right now, Humphrey's dominating up in the net. They lead 11-6 here in this first set.
Karen Beller will do the serving honors, 11-6, as you mentioned, the score. Beller from the right side to the back row, dug by Beek. Vaught will set it up now for Chrysler, blocked back, and the stuff blocked for Geyer and Frondorfer.
Right now the difference is a lot of good blocks going on by Humphrey, and that timeout going to be called right now because Giltner needs to take a look at their aggressiveness at the net. Timeout here in game number one. Humphrey 12, Giltner 6. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Class D2 state semifinals here at Grand Island Senior High. We're in the first set. Humphrey 12, Giltner 6. The winner plays Cedar Valley for the state championship bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the Heartland Event Center. The loser will play at 2 o'clock in the afternoon against Meade in the consolation. To serve, it'll be Taryn Beller. From the right side, it's on the way to the back row, dug out by Beek. Bott with the set. Left side, they go for Chrysler. Dug out by Raleigh on the attack ball. And Garfer up and down.
Wow. She is really, really hitting the ball well in this first one. 421 kills coming into this state tournament with 118 blocks.
13-6, the score. Beller for Humphrey, sends it across. It's dug out by Beek. Bob with the back set now for Chrysler. Blocked back, and it'll go for a tough block. Fondorfer and Clausen over there on the defensive side.
Well, they thought it was going to be wide, but it just fell inside the sideline.
14-6 the score. Beller now to serve again to the back row. Most will punch it up. Now Bott with the bump set. Taking a little bit off of it was Chrysler. Raleigh saves it. Now Fraundorfer with the big swing off the block of Chrysler. It goes for a kill. And Humphrey in charge here, 15-6.
Well, she's totally dominating this match so far.
Beller will serve it up to the back row, dug out by Most. Bott will set it up for Chrysler. And down the line, it is in there for the kill.
Giltner needed that just to stop that long streak right now, Larry, and they got to get something going offensively. They cannot stop Fraundorfer, and they just need to get her rotated in the back.
Sarah Williams will rotate into the front row. Service by Bott just over the net. Nice one, but it's dug out there by Raleigh on the attack. Fraundorfer dug out, but out of bounds off the touch of Darby Henrich. Darby did a good job of going down there and digging it, but it went wide on the return.
Well, think about the force behind that hit.
She had some hammer behind it. Geyer with the service, and it's an underpass, a little miscommunication. Nobody went after it for Giltner, and it's 17-7 in favor of Humphrey. Ellie Geyer to serve into the net. Service error, point for Giltner.
Well, they have not had many mistakes, but that's one issue they have had, and that is a few service errors. Otherwise, Humphrey's been pretty clean.
It'll be Henrichs with the service, and that one goes long.
Giltner, on the other hand, has had some issues. That's the third service error so far in this first game.
We really didn't see that much last night when they played Stewart. Pro Rock with the service to the back row. It's dug out there by Henrich. Back set now for Chrysler. Dug up by Raleigh off the block. Now Fraundorfer with the attack, dug out there by Bott. The set for Beek, it's dug out on the other side by Bender. The attack by Raleigh, the left-hander from the right side, will go down for the kill.
Once again, having trouble taking care of that power, and another timeout going to be called here by the coach.
19-8, your score here in set number one. Humphrey on top. We'll come back after this 30-second timeout. You're with The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends open house this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
19-8, the score. Humphrey on top of Giltner, and right now Humphrey doing pretty much like they did in the opening round match last night, jumping on Mullen. They've kind of jumped on Giltner here early.
They're going to take away the momentum that Giltner had early, and you know, Larry, we've seen it. If you bounce somebody good in the first game, it's so difficult for that other team to come back in the second game.
Pro Rock will serve it up for the Lady Bulldogs. Going left to right, the service is on the way, floating to the back row, dug out by Beek. Vaught with the back set now for Preissler. Preissler slams it home.
Really needed that. Preissler's really had a tough time of getting anything in the flow going, and that was a huge hit for them. Maybe they can get a run going now.
19-9 the score. Preissler will serve to the back row. Stopped there by Frondorfer. They're going to set it up for her. Tipped at the net. Dug out by Preissler near the net. Nice save there by Vaught. Sent over by Most. Frondorfer kept it alive. Pushed across now by Raleigh. Vaught will set it up for Most. Most with the attack. Dug out by Frondorfer. Or check that that's Raleigh. And then the hit is across from the left side by Bender. Brenna Bender with the attack and the point, and it's 20-9. And Frondorfer will do the serving. Senior sends it to the back row. Dug there by Beek. Vaught will set it up now for Danny Most. She'll get it through the attack, but it's punched up, and that's going to be a lift call on Haley Raleigh. Raleigh played it off the net, but she just kind of swung up at it, and that was a good call by the official. Officials have done a pretty good job in this match so far. Pretty much throughout the day, really.
I was going to say, throughout the tournament.
Sarah Most with the service. Geyer will set it up for Raleigh. Blocked at the net. Humphrey still, though, in play. Bender down the left side. Kept alive by Preissler. Now it's Beek on the attack. Prorock with the dig and over to the Giltner side. Vaught with the back set down for Most. The swing. Kept alive by Sarah Most. And it'll go.
Great effort. Great effort by Sarah Most, the 5'5 junior. She worked so hard. She wasn't going to give up on that point.
I think Humphrey thought that they had it off the block of Danny Most, and Sarah Most was there to protect it and send it over quickly. She'll serve it up. Frondorfer gets it over to Raleigh, who sends it across. Now the back set for Danny Most, the swing attack. Dug out by Frondorfer on the back row. The setup in the middle for Beller. Kept alive there by Sarah Most. Now on the left side, Beek blocked, but kept alive now by Henrichs. Now Danny Most to the back row, kept alive by Frondorfer. They'll set it up left side. Bender into the net.
Well, nice run by Giltner here. They could just keep this up, 20-12. They were almost skunked, I mean, at one point.
Good long rally, and Giltner got the point. Most going for the ace, but sent it just long, trying to get that left corner mark.
Fifth service error here in game number one for the Hornets.
21-12 to score. Bulldogs on top. Raleigh will send it across. Dug out there by Preissler. The setup down on the left side. Dinked across by Most. Dug out there by Raleigh. Sent across. Sarah Most punches it up, but nobody around. She had to dive to make that play. Nobody to help her, and it's 22-12 as Humphrey coming close to the end of this first set. The left-hander, Haley Raleigh with the service, dug out by Most. Back set, they'll go for Beek. Beek on the attack, drives it through the defense, and gets the kill down, 22-13 your score. Beek back to the service line now. Jordan to the back row, and that one failed. You could tell right off the bat, Mark.
Yeah, they just, you know, they're trying to be aggressive, and that's awesome, but six servicers, just too many in one game.
23-13 the score. Humphrey will serve. It'll be Bender off the left side. Floats it across, dug out by Sarah Most, punched up by Vaught. And now on the free ball, Hendricks sends it across. Frondorfer, now Geyer sets it up for Claussen. Punched up and nicely saved that time by Hendricks, and then the joust is won by Danny Most.
What a great job by Danny Most. That 5'9 junior just got right up there right in the center. It was like a jump ball, and it fell on Humphrey's side.
23-14, and Danny Most will do the service. From the right side, just over the net, nice diving save, though, by Frondorfer. They'll set it up for Bellacy. Oh. Blocked by Preissler.
What a beautiful block.
Preissler
Abigail
with the stuff block.
Yeah, she was just timed that one right, stuffed it right down. And a little momentum going on now for the Hornets.
23-15. Most to the back row, and that one sailed on her. It's a service error, and that is also set point now for Humphrey. Karen Beller will serve it up. Beller from the right side. The freshman sends it to the back row. Get punched up by Most. That's Sarah Most. Now Preissler on the attack. Goes crisscross. Nice save by Bender. And sent over on the free ball by Clausen. Dug by Sarah Most. Vaught with the back set. Now for Preissler, too strong. No touch on the net. No one says that there is, and it will not go. It is the game winner. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They are going to give a touch here.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
a touch. A late call, and so the touch keeps it alive. And a kill for Preissler. She'll serve. Dug out on the back row by Bender. Bad set and out of bounds. Intended for Frondorfer over the left side, but boy, that totally missed. Landed out of bounds on the other side. 24-17. Vaught with the service into the net.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season.
And you're listening to it on The Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
There it is. That thing's loose. Do you have a wire? Oh, maybe that's just the turning down. Now do you hear us?
We're on. Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. That means technical problems. We're back on. Thank you. 25-17. It was the Hornets of Giltner falling to Humphrey in game number one here in the semifinal in Class D2. We apologize for that brief outage, but we are back and we are ready to go here.
25-17, as Mark mentioned there.
There we go. All right.
A little bit of a loose wire there, I do believe, and we're going to get that taken care of. Giltner losing that first set 25-17, but they did bounce back a bit, Mark. The problem was when they had their opportunities, they just didn't take advantage of them because they came up with a number of service errors. That's just 3 points. You know, that's just free. That you give to Humphrey.
And you can't do that. I mean, you cannot do that to this team. And, you know, this second game is so important now for the Hornets because they need to make their services clean. They need to keep them in. They got to give themselves a chance. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves down, too. Gretna defeats Sydney in the first game in the Class B semifinal, 25-21, and a close one over there.
And the winner of that will play Grand Island Northwest at 4:30 tomorrow in the state championship. We go to set number two here. Humphrey up one set to none. Beller with the service for the Lady Bulldogs, dug out by Sarah Most. They'll set it up for Preissler, and she'll get it through for the kill. Off the touch of Geyer. It's 1-0. Giltner with the early lead. And Most, Sarah Most will come out, and Sarah Williams will rotate in. Vaught with the service to the back row. Punched up there by Bender. They'll go for Frondorfer. Well, that was almost on the Giltner side, and she got to it first.
That was kind of whoever gets there first is going to get the point, and Humphrey did.
Service off the right side, sent by Geyer, dug by Danny Most. They'll set it up now for Preissler in the middle. Nice dig on the back row by Geyer, and then sent across by Clausen, and she'll get it in for the kill. Not hit hard, took a little bit off of it, and sometimes that'll work just as well, Mark.
Yeah, that was a very nice hit. They do not need Humphrey getting out to a big lead here in this second game.
Giltner on the attack. Preissler, she is stuffed blocked by Frondorfer.
Well, we've seen her hit it hard. We've seen her block already well. She is the real deal.
Frondorfer getting that stuffed block. It's 3-1 Humphrey. Geyer to the back row, dug out by Danny Most. They'll set it up now for Hendricks on the attack. tipped at the net, dug out by Geyer. Bump set now for Frondorfer. She'll dink it across, dug by Hendricks. They'll set it up now for Freisler, and she puts it into the net.
Well, and again,
Frondorfer was right up there again.
I was going to say, that's why they did it. When you go up there to hit it and you see Frondorfer right up there in front of you, you tend to kind of think about it, and then you put it right in the net.
Service dug out by Most. Vaught back set now for Hendricks. Lofts one to the back row. Prorock digs it out. Now they'll set it up for Frondorfer. Nice dig by Beek. And then they're going to call
a net call
on Giltner.
Yeah,
Freisler was in the net.
Yeah.
So it's 5-1, Humphrey, and they're off to that quick lead again in this set. Geyer dug out by Beek. Vaught, they'll set it up for Freisler, and she puts it into the net again.
Well, you got to get over that fact, and they're going to call timeout real quick. You got to get over the fact when you're going up there to hit it, no matter who's standing in front of you, you just got to concentrate at getting over the net. But when you're looking over there and you saw Frondorfer stuffed her twice, she just kind of got a little frazzled there and hit it right into the net.
6-1 the score in favor of Humphrey, back in 30 seconds on the Breeze.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Senior High. Set number two, Humphrey leading 6-1. They're up one set to none. Winner plays Cedar Valley for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9. Geyer to serve for the back row. Caught there by Hendricks. She'll dink it off the set by Vaught. Kept alive, and now Prorock quickly set over across by Raleigh on the attack right side. It's Sarah Williams, and she'll get it through for the kill. And Giltner needed that out of the timeout.
Well, they need to come to the outside, especially on our side here, and kind of concentrate on doing that, staying away from Frondorfer's blocking.
6-2 the score. Hendricks with the serve. Dug out by Prorock. Bump set now for Frondorfer. Dug on the back row by Hendricks. Set for a back row a kill attempt by Most. She'll float one to the back row by Prorock. She'll dig. And now a fake by Frondorfer, and they'll go over to Raleigh instead, and she'll get the kill.
Well, when you're ready for that power, and then somebody else just kind of softly smacks it over, yeah, you can't recover in time, and that's exactly what happened there.
Service by Prorock, dug out by Hendricks. Left side, they go to Beek. She's blocked, and there's Frondorfer. She goes everywhere. She blocks Freisler on the return.
She was on the outside. She moved real quick into the middle, and she was just waiting for that hit, and she just stuffed it right down.
She was impressive in last night's match, but she's stepped up her game even another notch here against Giltner today. 8-2, Humphrey on the attack. Freisler tipped at the net, dug out on the back row by Beller. They'll set it up now for Bender on her attack. Blocked back by Williams and set over by Prorock, and it's in on the free ball on the send back.
Well, now you're not getting any of the breaks either, and that's exactly what's going on with the Hornets. That was a tough break.
And that's what you like to see out of your libero, that kind mm-hmm. of defense being right there to protect your teammate. She'll serve it, will Prorock. Bump set now for Beek on the attack. Crisscross is in, right on the line.
Well, they needed something to happen optimistically there, and that was a nice hit by Beek. And maybe they can get something going, maybe get some momentum here. Get it across the net.
Freisler with the service to the back row. Frondorfer keeps it up. Now they'll set it for her and slams it home.
Well, she's just got such great form. She's got great vertical. She's fun to watch.
She's got great instincts as far as that goes, too, and gets to the place she needs to be quickly. She'll serve it. Dug out by Freisler on the right side. Beek again on the crisscross. This one, though, long.
Well, same play, except for it was the opposite side this time. Just a little too long.
But a good idea, because it hasn't been successful going right at Frondorfer. 11-3, and Frondorfer with the service, dug out on the back row by Hendricks. They'll set it up now for Danny Most. She'll slap it, but then it's dug on the back row by Frondorfer. Set up for Raleigh. Raleigh, dug by Vaught. Bump set now for Beek, and she'll get the kill down. And again, that's with that angle. It goes off the touch of Brenna Bender.
Yes, again, we're trying to stay away from the middles, coming to the outside a little bit. she's been the key right now for the Hornets. Kind of stay close.
So most, Sarah will serve. Dug out by Frondorfer. Overpass kept alive, though, by Geyer. Dinked across by Raleigh. And now miscommunication between Danny Most and Shane Vaught, and the hit by Most just barely and goes into the net. 12-4 the score. Humphrey. Raleigh, the service. Chrysler sent across quickly by Vaught. Geyer will set it up for Bender. Blocked back. Wasn't even sure if it actually got across, but the officials say yes. Tipped at the net now on Bender's attack. Vaught on the attack, and that's blocked back by Bender.
Well, Brenna Bender, she came in with only three blocks in the state tournament, Larry. Right now, that whole team's just not making any mistakes.
13-4 the score. Raleigh the service to the back row. Chrysler. They'll serve it up down for Danny Most. She'll get the kill off the left side. She found the donut hole that time, and it's 13-5.
Well, this is where the Hornets need to take advantage. You got Frondorfer on the back line, and that's kind of where they made their move in game number one.
Beek sends it to the back row. Punched up there by Raleigh. Overpass by Frondorfer, and that causes a joust at the net that Vaught wins over Bender. 13-6. Beek once again to serve from the right side. To the back row for Frondorfer with the dig. They'll set it up for Bender. Bender blocked, and again, Vaught and Most there on the stuff block. And Giltner now trying to get back into this contest again. That'll bring to his feet Gary Bender, the coach for Humphrey. Beek with the service. She's played well in this match. Dug out by Frondorfer. On the attack, Feller. The freshman drills it through for a kill.
132 kills for the freshman coming into the state tournament. A good future for Humphrey.
And anybody who thinks that this team is just Frondorfer, no, no. Vaught. Hendricks tripping over her own foot when she went up for the kill and lost her balance. Oh, my goodness. It's good to see she gets up. She's okay. Nothing hurt but a little pride, I think, there.
Yeah, that would be something you and I would do.
Yeah, that
just
was
getting out of here.
Almost like she tripped over a shoelace or something while she was jumping.
Yeah, she just kind of took off wrong, landed wrong. The good news is she's walking off, and like you said, I think she just
She might be feeling it a little bit now after the landing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's where she got the hardest.
Service by Bender. Anyway, the point went to Humphrey, and so they lead 15-7. Humphrey on the attack. Clawson down the line. Puts it in. Kelly Clawson with the attack. And it is now 16-7. Bender with the service. Left side to the back row. Sarah Most. They set it up for the right side for Danny Most. Frondorfer. And now Kelly Clawson on the attack. Dug out there on the Giltner side, swats over by Geyer. Now the quick dink by Vaught. It's Geyer setting it up for Clawson. Sent back nicely that time by Chrysler. Back row attack by Frondorfer. Punched up by Beek. And now falling backwards, the player that replaced
Danny Most.
That replaced Hendricks.
Kelby
Lyon on the attack. Off balance, couldn't get it to go. 17-7. Now they'll back set for Danny Most. Danny Most with the drill right between the defense of Beller and Clawson. And it's 17-8. And now coming in for Giltner, Jacqueline Hoppelt, 5'8" sophomore. That's a couple of players we didn't see at all last night in the match against Stewart playing here. Danny Most with the soft serve and kept alive by Raleigh and punched over by Bender. The set now for Chrysler. And what's the call? They're going to call Chrysler in the net.
Tough break there for the Hornets because they really worked hard to get that ball over the net. Then
looked like she was going to get the kill.
Yeah.
So Beller with the service, leading 18-8, dug on the back row by Danny Most. Vaught will set it up now for Chrysler. She'll drill that one down off the touch of Brenna Bender. 18-9 your score.
Sarah Williams checks in now for the Hornets. She'll come in, play up front. We still don't know how things are for Darby Hendricks, 5'9 junior. She's sitting at the end of the bench there.
Service is long and out of bounds by Vaught. And it's 19-9. The Geyer will serve now for Humphrey. To the back row. That one way long. That one floated on her. 19-10 your score. And Giltner needing to do something now, and it'll be Hoppled to serve it up. To the back row. Nice serve. Dug out by Frondorfer. Overpass. Chrysler tried to slam it down, but it's saved there on the left side. Raleigh blocked by Williams, and now Frondorfer on the attack, kept alive by Hoppel. Now Beek on the attack. It's touched at the net, but there, and will go long, but there's the touch, so Giltner gets the point.
Yeah, that was Frondorfer just got a fingertip on it as they were trying to time it right to stuff it.
19-11. Hoppel with the service just over the net, but Frondorfer keeps it alive on the attack. Clausen, she blocks, and the point to Giltner.
All right, the Hornets have done a much better job here in game number two, especially here the last few minutes, of blocking, the timing it right, and we've seen some wonderful work by Jordan Beek.
Hoppel with the service, dug out by Bender. Geyer will set it up in the middle for Frondorfer. Wow. You get it to that point, she is going to go up and down.
Yeah, she can get that much vertical. Just watch out. Stand out of the way.
20-12 is your score. Pro Rock will serve it for the Lady Bulldogs. Floats it across. Dug out by the libero now, who's checked in. That's Augusta Rhodes on the attack. Vaught was blocked. I believe it was Frondorfer again.
And Brenna Bender again.
And fortunately, I think they're going to maybe shut the doors for
thank
us.
You.
Yes, thank you. Pro Rock for dug out by Most on the left side. Beek puts it down for the kill. 21-13. Lost my concentration there for a moment. Got a real bright reflection off the floor in the hallway. Chrysler sends it across, dug by Frondorfer. Geyer, and then it's floated across. That time by Beller, and then the kill will go down. I believe that was Williams who put it down, 21-14. Giltner trying to hang in here in this second set, down one set to none. Chrysler with a nice serve, dug out, though, by Frondorfer. Geyer sets it up for Bender. Diving save for Chrysler. Now in the middle, Most with the kill attempt. Sent back by Bender. The setup in the middle for Most. Takes a little off of it and puts it home.
Didn't power it. Took just enough off, but it just landed right there on the far sideline. And what a nice run here by the Hornets.
21-15. Trying to get back in at Chrysler with the service. Dug by Frondorfer. They'll set it up for her, and she'll get the kill off the touch of Shane Vaught.
Well, sooner or later, she was going to get a chance to put her offense up there, and that time, nice set for her.
Timeout being taken by Giltner. We are in set number two. Humphrey leading one set to none, leading set number two, 22-15. Back after this, you're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Where do you get more Superstore? Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
22-15, your score in favor of Humphrey here in set number two as they try to close out this set. Frondorfer with the service. Chrysler with the dig, and then on the attack, Beek is blocked, and it went out of bounds, so it'll be a point for Giltner. And they'll bring in Sarah Most to do the serving.
Well, you got to give the Hornets credit. They had a chance at one point to be almost, blown right out of this gym early on in this game, but they've come back now down just by six. 22-16 after losing that first game, 25-17.
Service by Most to the back row, dug out by Frondorfer. Back set by Geyer for Raleigh, and Raleigh with the left-handed kill puts it down. And she is a little deceptive. Everybody's looking for Frondorfer, but Raleigh every once in a while will come up with some big kills for this Lady Bulldog team too. 23-16. Raleigh with the service. The quick return by Giltner. Geyer will send it across on the crisscross. She puts it home. And it is set point for Humphrey. Leading 24-16. Haley Raleigh will serve it up. From the traditional right side, sends it off the touch of Bose. It's an ace. And set two goes to Humphrey, 25-16. They now lead 2-0, winning the first 25-17 and this set 25-16. We'll take a little bit of a break, come back, and get you ready for set number three here from Grand Island Senior High. Humphrey on top of Giltner, 2-0.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends open house this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, while we've got a little bit of time here between sets, let's tell you about what's still to come here yet tonight. In Class D1, a match that Mark and I will be watching, Exeter Milligan and Sutherland, that will be at 6:30 here at Grand Island Senior High in D1. That'll be followed up at 8:30 by O'Neill St. Mary's against Guardian Angels Central Catholic. The winners, of course, will play in the state championship tomorrow night at 6:30. And then this evening in Class D1, Ogallala, the Indians back here at state, they've won one. They'll take on Columbus SCOTUS in the 6:30 matchup at Heartland Event Center. And that'll be followed up by the 8:30 contest between Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian. And you can hear that on one of the Platte River Radio Network stations, Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda will be on hand for that matchup later on tonight. Here is Humphrey up 2-0 on Giltner. Looking for the sweep if they can. Giltner, though, looking to come up with a stronger set and get back into this match here, Mark.
And right now, Gretna just about ready to take a 2-0 lead in the Class B semifinal over Sydney. 24-14 right now they're serving for the game point.
It'll be Vaught to serve it up. Dug on the back row by Bender. Set up now for Frondorfer, and that is a strong hit off the left side for the kill. The defense was there, Mark, but they couldn't stop it.
I don't know how you can right now.
Geyer with the service, dug by Most. Vaught with the serve to the set for Chrysler. It's up in the rafters, and nobody was going to get that one. It pinballed around up in those rafters. Geyer at least got a touch on it, but that's the best she could do.
All you can do is hope that it comes down and you got a chance, and she didn't have much of a chance.
1-1 the score. It's good to see Hendricks is back out there. She serves, but into the net.
Yeah, it looks like she's doing okay, Larry. She's not limping around too much, so I think she just had to walk it off.
She took a nasty fall going up for a kill attempt in that last set. Prorock will serve. Floats it across, dug out by Most. They'll set it up on the left side for Beek, and she'll get it through the double defense. Off the touch of Frondorfer and Raleigh. The good kill off the left side for Jordan Beek.
Well, she was the bright spot for the Hornets in game number two, just not enough.
2-2 the score. Service, a good one by Chrysler, set up to the front for Bender, and Bender gets the attack down.
Well, we might see maybe a little let up in this Bulldog team, but I don't think so. I think they'd like to get the sweep.
Frondorfer on the service, dug by Chrysler. They'll go left side for Most. Dug out there by Frondorfer, punched up nicely, but Geyer sent across by Bender. Now in the middle, Williams for Most, dug out by Raleigh, left side Bender, punched up there by Chrysler, punched up again by Vaught, free ball by Most. Volley still alive, left side now, Bender on the attack, out of bounds. We're tied at 3. Good volley and one that Giltner needed to win.
Yeah, nice hustle by them. Worked really hard to keep that point alive.
3-3 the score. It'll be Sarah Most to serve it up for the Lady Hornets. Into the net. Service error. And that has just really tossed Giltner here this afternoon.
They didn't have as many in game number two as they did in game one, but this is not a way to start in game number three.
Raleigh with the service. Returned by Most. And right there on the overpass, Baylor slams it home.
Free ball just came right over, and she knew it. She timed it right and pounded it and fell right into the back line.
5-3 the score. Raleigh will serve it up now from the right side to the back row. It'll be Chrysler letting it go. And about 6 inches beyond the end line, it's a service error point for Giltner. Beek will do the honors, trying to tie it up here and set number three down 2-0. Dug out by Raleigh. Back set, they'll go for Frondorfer for the back row attack, and it'll work off the touch of Chrysler.
And it came right over here. I thought you were going to make a dive for it, but then again, knowing your agility.
Yeah, those days are done. 6-4. Serving it. Bender just over the net. Kept up, though, by Hendricks. They'll set up Hendricks. She'll float one to the back row. Dug out by Frondorfer. Back row setting out of Raleigh. Her attack will go over and now returned by Vaught. Joust at the net right now, and it will be Beller to get the kill. And Humphrey up 7-4.
Now they're playing with a lot of conviction right now. They are really working hard at the net, knowing that's where the key is. And they can just keep the services in.
Bender with the service, dug by Chrysler. Free ball by Sarah Most. Dug by Frondorfer. They'll set it over left side for Clausen down the line. Punched up by Chrysler, but they're going to call.
They're having enough trouble right now just trying to keep that net play. Now, almost a deep serve.
And that was dug out by Beek. It's going to be a tough one for Hendricks. She got it inside. Nope. The line judge says it was out of bounds.
Yeah, she was right. It was pretty close. It was right here in front of us. It looked like it maybe had come on our side. But that was a hard call. A good job by the line judge. We were just complimenting how good they have been all day today. They worked really hard. Now they're going to explain it to Giltner that she made the call from there. She has the angle over there.
Kurt Holt wanted to talk it over with the official and said, well, wow, that was a late call, but it's because the two officials did not see it.
Right.
It was the line judge, and she was waving her flag, took him a little bit. And now Giltner will take a timeout. We'll take one with him. We are in the third set, Humphrey 9, Giltner 4, back in 30 seconds on the Breeze 94.5.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We come out of the timeout, 9-4. The score, Humphrey on top of Giltner. Serving it up is Brenna Bender. Floats it to the back row, dug by Vaught with the set. In the middle for Danny Most on the attack. It's dug by Bender. Punched up by Clausen. Sent across now by Frondorfer. Sarah Most to Vaught. Now they'll set it up for the dink, and it goes for Darby Hendricks. Nice idea there to just loft it over the defense.
Well, it works.
9-5. Danny Most to serve. Jump serve. Tough play, but it was made by Raleigh. Beller blocks at the net, kept alive by Hendricks. Hendricks now on the attack. Defense by Raleigh. The back set now for Frondorfer on the attack, dug by Danny Most. Chrysler will send it across. And the back row, Bender, now on the left side, Clausen, punched up that time by Vaught on the long volley continues. Free ball by Chrysler, good save by Frondorfer. Now over to the left side, Clausen puts it into the net, and Giltner will get the point. 9-6, your score. And Most back to the service line again. And again, Mark, I think this is a key point here in whether they can climb back into this one. Frondorfer on the serve, received the left hand, Beller into the net.
Well, I think if they can get one more here, make this almost a one or even tie this up,
That puts a little bit more pressure on Humphrey. We talk about that third game letdown by the team that's won the first two.
Here comes Most with the jump serve, floats it to the back row. It's going to be an ace off the touch of Bender. That one just kind of ate her up. It didn't have a lot of speed, but she just wasn't quite sure how to play it. And a timeout going to be taken by Humphrey. Giltner climbing back into it here in the third set. They trail 9-8. Back after this on the Breeze 94.5.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner will serve for the tie here in this third set, trailing 2-0. 9-8 your score, Humphrey on top. Lady Hornets trying to get it tied up. Danny Most floats it to the back row for Ondorfer with the receive. Now it's Feller on the attack, and she is sub-blocked. Bach and Chrysler at the net, puts it home. We're tied at 9.
Well, you said this was a big key, is these points, and they're just tying it up. Now if they can get the lead, gives them quite a bit of momentum.
Most with the service, floats it across, dug by Frondorfer. Geyer back set, sent it across. Hendricks with the free ball. And now punched up by Vaught, hit by Chrysler, dug by Bender. Geyer sets it up for Feller. She's blocked again, but there's Frondorfer to keep it alive. Back set for Frondorfer on the attack, kept up now by Sarah Most. They'll set it up for Chrysler. On the attack, it'll go off the back row. And Giltner with the lead at 10-9. And you just kind of felt like if the Lady Hornets could get some confidence going, they might get back into this match. Most to the back row, dug out by Raleigh. Geyer overpass on the set, and Chrysler puts it home on the joust.
Hornets playing with a lot more confidence right now. They seem to be just... They know this is it. Their season's on the line, and they need to be this inspired early on a little bit.
Now, last night it was kind of similar to this, where Humphrey dominated on Mullen the first two sets, but then Mullen almost won that third set. Giltner with the two-point lead here. Most to the back row, dug by Raleigh. They'll back set it for Frondorfer. Her attack is good.
Well, they needed to get it back to her. Just put it in her hands, see if they can stop this run, but... Larry, you and I have seen this over and over and over and over again. You get that big two-game-to-zero lead, and you win them pretty handily. You start to let down a little bit.
Little complacency every once in a while. And Feller, her serve into the net. Giltner with the point. They lead 12-10.
Well, Giltner was making all the mistakes early. Now Humphrey's making all the mistakes.
Shane Vaught will serve it up to the back row. That one sailed. Serve error. And a point for Humphrey. They trail 12-11. Geyer will serve for the tie here in set number three. Sends it to the back row. Diving, keeping up Most. They'll set it up now for Chrysler. Dinks it across. Kept alive by Claussen. Over to Frondorfer. Swing. Vaught on the overpass. Put it up there. And Frondorfer was there to hammer it home.
Like 12-12. Opening a gift on Christmas morning.
She was
waiting for that one.
Eyes popped open there. Geyer with the service. Dug out by Hendricks. Vaught back set now for Hendricks. She'll hit it hard and put it home. 13-12. Giltner with the one-point advantage here in set three. Coming back in to play will be Jacqueline Hoppel. And Hendricks still a little gimpy, but... couldn't tell from the arm that time, the last kill. She'll sit down. Hoppel will serve. It's a good one, and it's going to be an ace. She slices that one left to right off the touch of Bender. It'll go for a point, 14-12.
Frondorfer tried to do something with it, but just couldn't handle it. I tell you what, Giltner are playing some inspired volleyball right now.
Nothing to lose here. It's either come up with a victory or settle for that third-place match tomorrow. Raleigh is blocked at the net. Chrysler there to send it back home.
Wonderful block by Abigail. We saw that earlier today. 65 of them coming into this state tournament. She's made some
huge ones in this game today.
15-12. Lady Hornets with the lead. Hopples floats it across. It's close to an ace. Oh, kept up by Raleigh. Sent over by Frauendorfer. Most. Now they'll set it up for Preissler on the attack. That's blocked back by Frauendorfer.
Sometimes it just looks like she says, all right, I'm just going to take care of this on my own. She did that with her hit. That time she did that with the block.
Good play both ways, but Frauendorfer got the best of it. Pro Rock will serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Floats it to the back row. Dug there by Hendricks, who's back in. Dinked across by Preissler, kept up by Beek. The joust is won by Preissler over Frauendorfer this time.
Well, she just hit it so hard, Frauendorfer couldn't do anything. She tried to block it, but it glanced off her and went right out.
16-13, Giltner. Preissler the serve. Frauendorfer puts it up. Now she'll dink it across and get the point. The defense was coming strong. Beek was up there, and then just the quick hands of Frauendorfer got it across. She'll serve. 16-14, Giltner. On the back row, dug by Preissler. Vaught will set it up for Most. Danny Most will get the kill. Off the touch block at the net. It's 17-14.
Well, they just want to stay ahead. They want to wrap this one up. Set it into a fourth. Right now the Hornets doing everything right to do that.
Most to the back row. Frauendorfer there. They'll set it back for her. Kill attempt from that back row. Wow. She's dangerous from any part of the court.
Perfectly timed. You know, sometimes you'll see those sail long, but no, she just hits it just right.
17-15 the score. Raleigh, crisscross on the service. Dug there by Most. Now on the attack, Beek, and she'll get the kill.
I think it goes up. Oh,
yeah, yes, there was a touch.
Yeah, looked wide, but it's going to be a touch.
Yep. It looked like it hit the net, but also touched one of the Humphrey players. So it's 18-15, and Beek will serve. Giltner in bad need of getting a set here. Down two sets to none. The joust at the net. And what do we have? In the net, Humphrey. Point Giltner. And the Lady Hornets lead at 19-15. Timeout, Gary Bender. 19-15, third set. Giltner on top. They trail two sets to none. Back after this on the Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, you know, Mark, I might be a little bit biased here this afternoon for Giltner because being from Holbrook, you got to like somebody that dresses up in black and orange and calls himself the Hornet.
Yes, okay. Well, the Hornets have played really well here in Game 3. They knew they had to win this game to stay alive. They've come out. They've done all the right things, very few mistakes. They're really doing a wonderful job blocking and hitting up at the net. And we're just not seeing the same intensity on the other side from Humphrey as we did the first two games.
Beek will serve it up for the Lady Hornets to the back row. That one is long. Service error.
Well, so much for saying the service errors in this game.
19-16, Giltner. Humphrey with the service. It'll be Bender from the left side. She'll send it across to the back row. Dug out by Sarah Most. Vaught will back set for Danny Most, kept alive, punched up that time by Clausen. Now sent over by Geyer. Giltner on the attack. The setup for Hendricks down the row. Kept alive by Frauendorfer. They'll go back to her. And then kept alive there by Most. That was almost a double hit. Preissler from the back row. Her attack is dug by Raleigh. And the attack by Clausen. She was off balance. Couldn't get it across. Put it in the net. Giltner with the point. They lead 20-16.
And they're in the driver's seat right now in this third game.
To serve it up, Danny Most. She'll go to that jump serve. Floats it to the back row, dug by Raleigh. They'll set it to the left side for Clausen. And off the touch, the kill will go. 20-17.
Well, what Giltner wants to do is not let Humphrey run off three or four right here.
Service by the freshman, Karen Beller. Dug out by Beek. Vaught, back set for Hendricks on the kill attempt. It goes long. And the point to Humphrey. They're back within two at 20-18. Feller to serve. Here it comes to the back row. Dug by Sarah Most. Vaught will set it up now for Preissler. Off the touch, punched up though now by Beller. They'll go to Frondorfer on the main side. Nice save by Sarah Most, but they're going to call net on Giltner.
Well, this is a huge point right here. If Giltner can stop them from tying this game up, if they tie this match up, then all of a sudden we've seen this momentum swing all the way around to Humphrey.
20-19, Beller with the service. Dug by Danny Most. Vaught will set it up in the middle for Preissler. She'll slam it home.
There's what they needed to do. Take the point, continue to keep your momentum. Two-point lead, you're just four away from sending this to the fourth game.
She didn't crisscross, but she angled just a little to the left and away from the defense of Frondorfer. 21-19, Vaught with the service. Dug by Bender, they'll set it up for Frondorfer. She's blocked. The overpass made it tough for her. She had to try to dink it, and Preissler was right there to just stuff it along with Vaught. 22-19, your score. Giltner by three, trying to keep this match alive. Vaught to the back row, just long.
Just long. We're talking centimeters there.
22-20 on the service error. It'll be Geyer to serve. Back row punched up by Danny Most. Now punched up by Beek. Sent over on the free ball by Williams. Humphrey on the attack. They'll go to Frondorfer. It's blocked. Kept alive by Frondorfer. Pushed by Geyser. Now on the front line, Vaught will set it up for Preissler. Block back, touched up, still alive, but no. Hendricks kept it alive, but nobody could get to it after that. And it's 22-21, Giltner. Humphrey serving for the tie, but first, a timeout. 22-21, we're in the third set. Come back after this on the Breeze 94.5.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQ Hastings, and on the internet at KLIQFM.com. Good to have you along. Our producer-engineer, John Dibbern, with Mark Baldwin. I'm Larry Kattner, 22-21 here in this third set. Giltner trying to get back in the match, and the service error on Humphrey makes it 20.
A mistake made, and that mistake made by Humphrey this time, not by Giltner, puts them, Giltner, in the driver's seat.
Hoppold will serve. Giltner getting a warning for their bench, getting out a little too far. Hoppold with the service, dug out by Bender. Pro Rock sets it up for Raleigh. She'll send it long. She got it. Oh, no, they'll call it out.
Oh.
He was looking right
yeah,
at it.
He was.
Our angle's different. He's got right down the line, but, boy, I thought that looked like it hit the line. And it is set point for Giltner, 24-21. Hoppel with the serve. Dug by Bender. Geyer back set for Frondorfer. Block for the winner. Preissler, Beek right up there. And we'll go to set four. Giltner wins this one, 25-21. Come back and join us for set four here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Grand Island Senior High School, Mark, we go to fourth set, and really that's all Giltner wanted to do in that last set was make it another set longer, and now their goal is to make it another set longer.
Well, you achieved one, and when you can, if you can win the third, you can win the fourth, and then you make it go into that do-or-die game. They're going to have to continue to do what they did in game number three. They made very few errors. They kept their services in. That was a huge key. But more than anything, Larry, their net play was awesome that game.
Yeah, they were doing a great job defensively. They got up there, got some good stuff blocked. They timed it well. They were working together as a team defensively.
Yeah, it was a completely different team that we saw the first two games. And maybe they needed that push. They needed to know that this was it for them. This was their chance. And now they're going to have to do the same thing. Got to play with the fact that you know you lose, you're done. You're playing in that consolation game tomorrow. But if you can win this game, well, then pretty soon you have a 50-50 chance, just like the same team across the net there, to go on into the championship game.
What's on the line here is a bid to the state championship game tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against Cedar Valley, who beat Meade in four sets earlier. Meade awaits the loser of this game in the consolation tomorrow afternoon. So here we go. We go to the fourth set. Humphrey up 2-1. They will have the serve going right to left to begin this set. It'll be Taryn Beller to start things off. Just right of center, she'll serve. And the officials say we're ready to go. To the back row, dug out by Sarah Most. Vaught, back set now for Henrik. Strong! She puts it down.
Just some of the things that I keep track of. The first two games, Humphrey had early leads. The last game, it was Giltner who had the early lead, and they would never gave it up.
Service, a good one by Vaught. Dug up there by Bender. They'll set it up for Frondorfer. Dug nicely on the back row by Most. Bump to Beek, who sends it across. Now Frondorfer on the attack again. Danny Most keeps it alive. Free ball by Vaught in the back row. Dug by Bender. They'll dink it across. Nice job by Geyer. Geyer looked like she was going to set it for Frondorfer for another one. Instead, she just dinked it over.
Well, they had to break it up because the last two times she'd hit it hard and they brought it right back up.
1-1. Nice dig off the service by Henrik. She'll send it over on the free ball. Tough one to handle, but Prawrock does. Punched up there by Geyer and sent over on the free ball by Raleigh. Now Preissler on the attack. On the back row, it's out.
Well, that one definitely looked long from this angle. But tell you what, give that line judge credit. He gets right down on there and looks at him.
He had the Humphrey fans mad at him a while ago. Now the Giltner fans aren't happy with him. 2-1 the score, Humphrey. And it's going to be an ace serve for Ellie Geyer. 3-1 now, Lady Bulldogs. Humphrey wins this set. They move on to the championship. Giltner, if they win, will have a fifth set. Geyer to the back row, dug by Danny Most. Vaught sets it up now for Priceless Strong, and she'll put it home.
She was amazing in game three with some huge hits, and she picked up right where she left off there. Perfect timing. Slammed it right down there on the far side.
And once again, Mark, we're seeing her angle her attack a bit now.
They've stayed completely away from Frondorfer since early on in that third game.
Hoppel with the strong serve, dug out by Prawrock. They'll set it up for Frondorfer. Tipped it to Nate. Punched up again by Danny Most on that back row. She's playing tough defense. But then Beek off the left side, sails it long on the attack, and the point will go to Humphrey.
We have not seen so far early in this game Frondorfer able to get one on the floor. They've dug up every one of her hits so far in this game.
Prawrock will serve it for the Lady Bulldogs, dug up by Most. They'll set it up for Beek off the left side, and again that one sails. Oh, they're going to get a touch. A touch at the net on Humphrey, and that will be a point for Jordan Beek and a kill. 4-3 your score. The slightest of touches right there at the net. Preissler with the serve, dug by Frondorfer. They're going to set it up. She'll dink it across and got it in.
Well, she comes in hard. They think that she's going to really slam it over there, and she just kind of touched it over right over the defense.
5-3 Humphrey here in the fourth set. Rondorfer to the back row, dug by Preissler. Vaught will set it up now for Beek, and she'll drive it through the four-year score, Humphrey, serving most into the net.
Well, they had one, I think, maybe one service there in game three. They had, five or six in game one. They cannot afford to have that many here in this fourth game.
6-4 in favor of Humphrey. Raleigh with the service. Dug on the back row by Preissler. They'll set it up for Danny Most. She is blocked on the dink by Beller. Most now again. That time she puts it into the net.
Well, right there, and Beller was looking right at her again, and so she decided she'd try to dink it over and dink it right in the net.
7-4 in favor of Humphrey. It'll be Haley Raleigh to serve. Dug out by Preissler. Vaught back set now for Beek. Tipped at the net. Bumped up there by Prorok. They'll set it up for Frondorfer. Back row kill is going to go off the return by Preissler. It'll go out of bounds. And 8-4 is your score in favor of the Lady Bulldogs. Raleigh to serve it up again from the right side. Dug by Sarah Most. Punched up by Vaught. Now Danny Most on the attack. Blocked at the net by Beller. Kept alive by Beek. They'll go back to Beek on the attack. Punched up that time by Bender. Middle set for Beller, and she'll get the kill. It was in. I think it even had a little bit of a touch. And timeout Giltner. Set 4. Humphrey leading 2-1. They lead in this fourth set 9-4. Back in 30 seconds on the breeze.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
9-4, your score here in set 4. Humphrey leading Giltner. Giltner won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-16. Humphrey won those sets, 25-17, 25-16. Then Giltner won the last one, 25-21. The service by Raleigh dug out nicely by Preissler. She'll go on the attack from the back row, dug by Frondorfer. Now it's Bender on the crisscross. Dug by Henrik, too close to the official ladder, and Beek cannot punch it up from there, and it's another score for Humphrey.
Well, they have everything going their way right now, up 10-4, that 6-point lead, and they just want to keep the momentum on their side.
Raleigh with the service. Danny Most on the receive. She'll get it back and put it down in the corner. Crisscross attack, and it's a good one.
I just say they need to stop that momentum, and that did it right there. Beautiful hit.
10-5 the score. Beek will serve now for the Lady Hornets to the back row. Punched up by Raleigh. Kept alive by Geyer. Back row attack by Frondorfer. Beek keeps it alive. Now it'll be pushed across by Hendricks on the roll shot. Frondorfer to the front row. Now Bender on the attack. Dug out by Beek. Now Hendricks too strong on the attack. Trying to get the corner. It just misses.
Just a little bit too much oomph into that one. And she's been playing pretty well since she got injured early.
11-5 the score. Bender, cross the net, it's an ace. Most and Preissler both went for it, and it skimmed like a rock on a little creek off of their touch.
Very nice, Larry, very nice.
And you don't remember them old days of skipping
rocks?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, mine always went right down.
Well, yeah, mine too. Bender, I always tried, though.
That's right.
Set 4, Danny Most on the attack. Kept alive by Frondorfer. Now Raleigh on the attack into the net. She mistimed that jump.
This is where it's going to be key, because when Frondorfer went in the back row in that last game, Giltner took over. This is what they're going to have to try to do here, down by 6 right now.
And it was when Danny Most was serving, and she's serving now. With it, it will be almost a miscommunication, but Raleigh sends it over on the free ball. Preissler on the attack, crisscross, punched up by Raleigh, now by Frondorfer. Clausen on the attack, dug by Beek in the back row. Set up now for Hoppold, she'll put it into the net. Jacqueline Hoppold playing on the front line. And the point to Humphrey, 13-6, which makes you wonder if Darby Hendricks is not good to go anymore.
Well, she's going to come back
she's
in.
She's going to come back and try it.
But she is really limping right now.
Hopple's been playing the back line. Either that or they forgot to make the rotation switch. Beller to the back row. Dug there by Beek. Back set. Tacked by Hendricks. And off the touch, it's good. So she looked okay there.
She's still getting up. Vertical's still well. I think it's just tender right now. It hurts her. But she's going to be a trooper and play through it.
13-7. Bott will serve. Sends it across. Punched up by Raleigh. Nice save by Geyer. On the kill, it will go for Frauendorfer. And that has some smoke on it.
Yeah, she's not been able to do that very much in this game. They were digging everything up that she was putting down.
Credit Geyer with a nice save near the net, though, to keep that one going, too. Most. Now Vaught tipped over by Darby Hendricks, and that will go for a kill.
Well, it's been the Achilles heel of Humphrey is if they can ever just get it over the two blockers on the outside here. It's always been open. I think that's probably the fourth point they've gotten that way.
Hopple will come back in now and serve from the left side. She's done a good job coming off the bench to serve, and, well, when you say that, she tried to float it across, and it came up short.
And that's number two in this game, and I said they have to keep their serves clean. That was going to be something important in this fourth game.
15-8, Humphrey, Pro Rock. Dug on the back row by Danny Most. The bump set now for Preissler. Sends it to the back row, and she'll get the kill. Geyer, I think, misidentified where that ball was going to go. She came up and then realized she had to swing at it, and it just skipped off her arm. 15-9, Preissler to serve. Back row, dug by Pro Rock, punched up. Overpass on it. Danny Most has got a chance. She'll put it on. On the bump set, it was an overpass. And Danny Most slammed it home quickly. 15-10, your score. Preissler the serve, a good one to Pro Rock. It's an ace. Off the touch. And here comes Giltner again, down by four, 15-11. Battling to stay alive in this state semifinal. Preissler hits the net, but nice diving save by Beller to keep it alive. Set up now for Fender, or Frauendorfer. Her attack is blocked back. And Raleigh sends it across. Now it's a dink for Most. Kept alive by Geyer. Swung over by Raleigh. Nice dig by Vaught. Sent over by Hendricks. In the middle. They'll go to Frauendorfer again. Frauendorfer was blocked by Danny Most. And now Frauendorfer again on the swing.
She got blocked two times in a row. Then they sent her to the outside over on the far side. And she came across court and put it down.
Frauendorfer the third time is the charm for her that time as she gets it down. 16-11 the score. She'll serve, floats it to the back row. Dug there by Beek. Beek now on the attack. Crisscross is long.
She had those in earlier where they were just falling right in the sidelines. That time a little long.
Giltner going to take a timeout, trailing 17-11 here in set number four. Humphrey leads 2-1, back in 30 seconds here on the Breeze.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends open house this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.5.
17-11, your score in favor of Humphrey in the fourth set. Humphrey won the first set, 25-17, 25-16. Giltner came back to win set three, 25-21. And trying to battle back here to try and advance to the state championship again. They won the state title in D1 back in 08. The 2011 champion on the other side of the court in D1. Both of them in D2 this year. Frauendorfer on the back row attack. Dug on the back row by Preissler. They'll set up in the middle for Most, and she'll kill it. Off the touch of Beller, 17-12. And right now you just get this feel, Mark. This is where they got to make their move.
Well, they can't wait. They can't wait too long, and they need to do it again while Frauendorfer's in the back row.
Sarah Most with the service. It's a good one, and kind of ate up Frauendorfer, but she did a good job with it. She'll push it across and trying to place it. Punched up and nicely saved by Henrich. Sent on the free ball by Bott. Geyer will set it up for Bender. Bender blocked by Bott. Back set by Geyer, and Raleigh sends it across. Now Most on the attack and kept alive by Bender. Pro Rock on the free ball. Good volley, and Bott with the quick dig. Now she'll slam it home. Well, on the return, Bott right there to put it back down.
It was a free ball that came right up from the floor, came floating over the net, and she took advantage of it. Now they're within four.
17-13, your score. Most with the serve to the back row. Frauendorfer digs it up. They'll bump set for Frauendorfer on the attack. Service, diving save by Frauendorfer. They'll set it up for Raleigh, and she'll get the free ball kill. Oh, she placed it beautifully, Mark.
Gilder let it go, thinking it was going to be too wide. It fell right in.
She wanted to attack that, but ran into her setter. So she went with the free ball. Raleigh with the service now. Bott with the back set for Most. Blocked back, kept alive by Sarah Most. Now Danny Most with the punch-up. Tipped across by Beller. Kept alive by Vaught. Now Danny Most again on the kill. She'll put it down. She likes that left-to-right swing move, Mark.
Well, and every time she's done it, she's laid it right in the center of the defense for the Bulldogs.
Jordan Beek to serve it up from the right side. 18-15. Beek dug by Raleigh. They'll set it up for Beller. Beller on the attack in the corner. Did she get it? No. Point Giltner. That's our blind spot, so
yep.
We always trust the line judge on that call. Timeout, Humphrey. We're in the fourth set, 18-16. Humphrey on top. They lead 2-1. Back in 30 seconds.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Along with producer-engineer John Dibbard back at the studio, Mark Baldwin, I'm Larry Kottner. Good to have you along here at Grand Island Senior High for this D2 semifinal. Humphrey won the first two sets. Giltner has come back to win the third. They have rallied from eight down, I believe, in this set, or seven for sure, to get back within two at 18-16, and they serve at Beek to the back row, dug by Frauendorfer. Geyer sets it up for Beller, block. Punched up, though, by Frauendorfer. They'll back set it for her. Her kill attempt dug up by Sarah Most. Punched up now by Vaught. Chrysler will try to place it. It's dug in the back row by Pro Rock. Sent to the front row. Sent over now on the free ball by Geyer. Vaught will set it up now for Hendricks on the kill attempt. Diving save by Frauendorfer to keep it alive. Beller on the attack. She's long on the crisscross. Trying to find the right corner. Missed the spot, and it is a one-point set. Giltner serving for the tie.
Wow. This is a huge point right here.
Beek into the net.
Oh, and the third service there of this fourth game.
19-17. Coach Holt, though, up encouraging his kids. After that service error, Bender dug out by Sarah Most. Vaught backs it. Danny Most with the kill. That was strong.
That was beautiful. A great set. A behind-the-back set. That was just perfect for Most.
And Danny Most will serve for the tie now for the Lady Hornets. Jump serve. Floats to the back row. Dug by Raleigh. They'll go to Beller. She's blocked. Punched up. Kept alive by Geyer. Sent over now by Beller. And still get it down off the touch of Chrysler.
And she set that over. She didn't put a lot of hype on it. It just barely got over the net. And they mistimed it on the other side.
20-18, Humphrey with the two-point advantage serving. It'll be Beller to the back row. Punched up there by Sarah Most. It's a joust won by Frauendorfer. She got there quickly and put it down. Humphrey up now 21-18. Winner plays Cedar Valley for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9. Service by Beller. Dug by Beek. Vaught for Chrysler on the attack. Crisscross, it's good. Got the corner on the right side. Back within two is Giltner at 21-19.
Two big points, so they can get them right here. Tie this up.
Shane Vaught will serve it up from the right side to the back row. It's dug there by Bender. Geyer sets it up for Frondorfer. Blocked and out of bounds.
Well, you had your advantage when she was on the back line. Now she's back up front, and now you've got to stop her because they only need three more points.
22-19, and Geyer will serve. Hoppel's going to come back and come in to play the back row as Hendricks will come out. Service by Geyer to the back row, dug out by Most. Vaught with the set. Chrysler on the attack. It's good. That was a strong move on the center hit. 22-20. Giltner will not go away. Hoppel trying to draw the Lady Hornets closer. Service from the left side. It's a good one to the back row. Dug out by Bender. Geyer will set it up for Frondorfer. She'll slam that one. Oh, check that. That is actually Haley Raleigh.
Yeah.
She went up like Frondorfer did and got that kill.
They were looking to block Frondorfer, so they thought they'd try something a little bit different, and it worked out really well for them.
23-20, Pro Rock to the back row. Punched up there by Hendricks, who checked back in. Chrysler on the attack. Kipped at the net, but kept alive by Beller. Back set now for Raleigh on the attack. Punched up by Vaught. Now a free ball by Chrysler. Diving save on that by Beller. Dan Frondorfer got it right inside the line. And it is set and match point for Humphrey. And now Humphrey being warned to stay on the bench. So both teams have gotten their warning about jumping out with a little too much celebration.
Yeah, it was on this. It's always been on this side, too. Well, this is big. This is big for the Hornets. They need to put a stop right here.
24-20, Humphrey up 2-1, trying to close it out here. Prorock with the service. Dug out by Henrik. Vaught now for Chrysler on the attack. Kipped at the net. Now Geyer will set it up for Frondorfer. Out of bounds.
Nope,
but it was
all in.
Oh, it looked like it was out, but maybe there was a touch. But it will be a point for Humphrey, and they win the match 3-1. Humphrey, 25-17, 25-16, 21-25, and 25-20. The Lady Bulldogs of Humphrey improved to 32-2 and will advance to the state championship to take on the 26-6 Mavericks of Cedar Valley tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Heartland Events Center in the state championship match. Giltner falls to 29-3, and they will have a rematch with their district championship foe, Mead, in that consolation match tomorrow.
And that's going to be big for them. It'll be kind of fun to see. Well, it'll be fun. That would be a good consolation game.
Well, and then, you know, one team won. Mead won the first one. Giltner won the second one. So it's the rubber match tomorrow in that consolation match. We'll take a break. Mark and I will come back and wrap things up from Grand Island Senior High after this on The Breeze 94.5.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Senior High School. It is all over as Humphrey gets the 3-1 victory over Giltner in this Class D2 state semifinal. The Lady Bulldogs get the win 25-17, 25-16, 21-25, and 25-20. Mark, your impressions?
Well, you know, you give it to the Hornets. They didn't give up. They came back strong in that third quarter. Frondorfer just too much for them. But you know what? The Hornets have got some awesome hitters and blockers also. And we talked about the Division I girls out there on the floor. I think not just Frondorfer, but some others that really impressed us, Larry. And they just dug themselves into a hole. It's so tough when you lose those first two games. They tried. They came back in that third, but the fourth one. And I told you, whoever gets out that early lead. Well, Humphrey got that early lead in the fourth one. They were just able to continue with the momentum and carry it on.
And the Lady Hornets are going to have to regroup. They'll have to regroup here, Mark, and get ready to play a consolation match then tomorrow afternoon, as that is at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and they will play Meade in that contest at 2 o'clock over at Grand Island Northwest. And as we mentioned, that'll be the third match between the Raiders and the Hornets.
And, you know, sometimes it's difficult, Larry, to get up for your consolation games. You know, you want to be in the championship game. You get into those. But here's something I think is going to be neat. You've got a 1-1 with these two. You know, you're trying to break the rubber match, and I think that'll be enough incentive to make that third place game kind of exciting. But again, it's difficult to get up, especially when you've lost such a heartbreaker like this tonight.
You know, in my experience in watching some consolation matches over the last few years in both basketball and volleyball, nobody's real excited about playing them. It's kind of, okay.
Yeah.
And then once they start, they really go after each other.
Well, they do. They realize it's another volleyball match. They realize they get to play another day, you know, I mean, instead of being home. I mean, it's. But it is difficult. It's tough to play a third-place game when you've set your whole season to play in the championship game. And when that doesn't happen, it's very hard to get up the next morning and say, we're going to go play for third place. It really is difficult.
Yeah, your competitive spirit has to kick in.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that will for both Giltner and Meade tomorrow in that consolation match. But then, on the other hand, Humphrey going for back-to-back state titles. They won D1 last year. They'll go for D2 tomorrow, but that'll be an interesting one. You talk about somebody that's looking for a little bit of payback. One of their two losses was to Cedar Valley.
Yes.
And, boy, I tell you what, that ought to be a fun one in the middle, too, with Frondorfer and the Erickson girl from Cedar Valley, who came into the state tournament with the most kills of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She's now over 500 kills on the season.
And, you know, if you love volleyball, there's a reason right there to come back tomorrow just to watch that championship game, because it will be two of the best hitters in the state of Nebraska, Class D2 going at it. And we've seen both of them play, and it would be very difficult for us to say if we had to choose Cedar Valley right now or Humphrey who it's going to be, because I think, well, it comes into some keys. Who's going to make the mistakes? Who's going to make big service errors? That's what's going to be important in that finals game tomorrow.
And that will be played again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. Still to come here at Grand Island Senior High at 6:30. It'll be the first of two semifinals in Class D1. Exeter Milligan, who came up with that big win yesterday in five sets over Howells Dodge, will take on Sutherland. And then in the second semifinal at 8:30, it'll be O'Neill St. Mary against Guardian Angels Central Catholic. Once again, your final score here this afternoon, Humphrey 25-17, 25-16, 21-25, 25-20 over Giltner as they get the 3-1 victory. For producer-engineer John Dibbern, for Mark Baldwin, I'm Larry Kottner saying thanks for listening to Giltner Volleyball here on The Breeze 94.5.
You've been listening to state high school volleyball action on the stations of Platte River Radio. For results and updated brackets, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. A proud sports presentation of Platte River Radio.